Hello, this is Justin Forsyth from Save the Children, day two here on the ground in Sierra Leone. I've just met Usman Lahai, who told me his story, a story that brings alive the tragedy of Ebola. He told me how he, his wife, his mum and dad, his sister and many relatives went to a funeral. They washed some of those relatives, the body of the dead relative. In the coming week or so, 14 members of his family, including his mother, died of Ebola in terrible, tragic circumstances. He wasn't sure if he had got Ebola or his wife had got Ebola, so he went home and he locked himself in a room. He locked his children in another room. They were 13, 12 and 8. Luckily, none of them caught Ebola, but it brings home to you this tragedy, how Ebola spreads from funerals, one of the biggest causes of the spread of Ebola. There's been a lot of effort now in the last few weeks to change the behaviour of people, to get people to wash hands, to stop touching bodies at funerals when the dead are very contagious, to stop people washing bodies at funerals. And this is beginning to have an effect, to make sure bodies are buried very quickly, within 24 hours. And we've got to build on this progress and to make sure that we stem the tide of this Ebola crisis.